I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. It's a Roman officer and a gentleman on Watch What Happens Live with Deborah Winger and Amanda Peet now. Welcome back to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy, or welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse. I just am doing a continual show, I feel like. It's the night before Halloween, aka Mischief Night, waiting to see how long it takes my two guests to notice I put live snakes under their chairs. Just kidding. You know, my first guest from her iconic performances in Terms of Endearment and An Officer and a Gentleman, and so much more. Now you can see her in Patriot on Amazon when season 2 drops November 9th. Please welcome Clubhouse Virgin. I can't believe she's here. Deborah Winger, everybody. So excited. And my next guest show is also on Amazon, meaning you could watch both of their shows while keeping an extra tab open to buy grapes, batteries, and athleisure wear for your cat with 2-day shipping from the Romanoffs. Welcome back, Amanda Peet. Great to see you. And I love your jumpsuit. And are you excited to be on with Deborah Winger?
It's really kind of crazy. We're very happy to be together.
Yes, okay, yeah,
good. This is good. Okay, we feel we have each other.
Very good.
Yeah, okay.
Over at the bar, we have a woman who always looks sharp in a suit, but tonight she's sharp in the sense that she could literally give you a paper cut. It's Amanda's mom from Something's Gotta Give, Cardboard Diane Keaton. Amanda, your husband David is co-creating.
I'm just going to drink, okay?
You're what?
I say, I'm just going to drink.
Okay, perfect. Your husband, David, is co-creator and showrunner, of course, for Game of Thrones. Since I assume you can't actually say anything about the show's highly anticipated final season, I thought I would ask you some questions and just see if I could read into any of your facial expressions.
I'm going to look at Deborah Winger.
Okay. She was making a lot of
Do you know the premiere date for the final season?
I'm with Deborah Winger. It's like I'm in a scene in acting class, but it's
Will
with
all
Deborah
the remaining
Winger.
Starks survive the final season?
Hi. I love
Will
you
any
so
of
much?
The main characters come
you.
Back from the dead?
I worship you, Deborah Winger.
Is Jon Snow the
so
prince
much,
that was promised?
I believe that I'm looking at you.
Okay, on live TV. How will Jon will Arya check more people off her list?
I enjoy your beautiful blue eyes.
Thank you very much, Amanda Peet. I tried, you guys. I really tried. Now that we've covered some of the roles Deborah's done, I want to ask her about some of the roles she's only done in my dreams as we play Did Deborah Turn It Down? I'm going to ask you about some roles. I'm going to ask you about some roles that the internet thinks that you passed on. You just confirm or deny?
The internet, like I like that. Yes. It's a thing.
It is. Good. Did you turn down Meg Ryan's role in Sleepless in Seattle?
No, did not you, that movie.
Did you turn down Gina Davis's role in Thelma and Louise?
No.
Did you turn down Sandra Bullock's role in Speed?
No.
Did you turn down Laura Dern's role in Jurassic Park?
This is ridiculous.
Okay. Did you turn down Liza Minnelli's role in Arthur?
What do you think?
I think maybe, I don't know.
No.
Okay. Did you turn down Jennifer Beals' role in Flashdance?
No.
Did you turn down
Daryl
Hannah's role in Splash?
No.
Glenn Close's role in Fatal Attraction?
No.
Demi Moore's role in Ghost?
No.
Julia Roberts' role in Pretty Woman?
No.
Thank you very much, everyone. I heard you did turn down Pretty Woman for some reason.
Well, you read the internet.
Yeah, right. Okay. Second, one of my first impressions of Amanda was her amazing performance in The Whole Nine Yards. But when it comes to dishing about her first impressions of some of her past co-stars, is she willing to go the whole nine yards with me tonight? Let's play Amanda Greet. Amanda, I'm just going to go through. You tell me from your past collaborators just what your first impression of them was. This is nothing scandalous.
Okay.
Okay, okay. What was your first impression when you met John Cusack?
I had a big crush on him.
That's okay,
not
good.
John Cusack.
Jack Nicholson.
Even I know that.
I know, sorry, it says John. What was your first impression of Nicholson?
Careful on this.
Okay, what about Ben Affleck?
He's really cute, too.
Okay. What about Sarah Paulson, your good buddy?
I mean, I just was on the floor laughing and peeing in my pants within 30 seconds.
What about Samuel L. Jackson?
We didn't work together.
Oh, you didn't? Not in Changing Lanes?
Where are you getting your research?
I don't know. Yeah. Guys, Jeff Goldblum.
That was a good Jeff.
Thank you. She got it.
What about Diane Keaton?
I mean, she's...
Were you intimidated?
Yes, but she just puts you at ease immediately. She has no idea that she's Diane Keaton.
How about Bruce Willis, Whole Nine Yards?
I auditioned with Bruce, and he picked me. So, I mean, you know.
Good.
Thank you, Amanda Greet. All right.
See what you did there.
Finally, Deborah Winger may be starring in Patriot. But I hope what I'm about to say doesn't make her think I am a total traitor. Here's what, Deborah Winger, the time has come for you to play Plead the Fifth. Here we go. That was my phone. Sorry. I have three questions for you. You may plead the fifth to only one.
Wait a minute. This is like, okay, go ahead.
Deborah Winger.
You're so sweet looking.
Who was the biggest pig or misogynist you've ever met in Hollywood?
He's already under indictment, so.
Harvey. Back in the 80s, there were so many rumors about your relationship with Shirley MacLaine on Terms of Endearment. You wrote about this in your book. You know, there were.
No. I didn't write about her.
You didn't?
She wrote about me.
Oh, she wrote about you.
Let's try to get something straight.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, come on, it's rough.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's hard out here for a chimp.
I know. I figured that you wrote about it in your book because you wrote a great book.
Thank you. I wrote a book, but I didn't write about Sherlock.
Okay. All right. There were rumors that you tried to pass gas in her direction. You licked her leg.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Licked her leg while she was filming a love scene with Nicholson. Was any of that true?
You mean you want to just go in there and say, is there something true in there?
Yeah.
There's
something true in there. Rank these on-screen kisses from best to worst. Travolta, Gear, Hopkins, Redford.
Oh, God. What were you doing 40 years ago? Just curious.
Okay,
so you remember somebody you kissed 30 years ago?
If it was in an iconic film, I probably would.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't think that you sort of are busy investigating a character, which kind of puts you in another self state, so that, you know, now it's pretty hard to be authentically, you know,
a
person.
Well, I'm not an actor, so I actually don't know whether I would remember.
So
or not.
I but guess you, who you're what you're asking is she kissed somebody.
Right.
And who
you also haven't pled the fifth yet, so you could plead the fifth.
No, I mean, I dug kissing all of them. Some of them required a little more sucking in of the cheeks.
Yes.
So as to simulate a tongue.
All right, thank you very much, Deborah Winger. A riotous game of plead the fifth.
I would never plead the fifth with you.
Amanda Danielle R. wants to know what Meghan Markle was like on the set of A Lot Like Love with Ashton Kutcher.
I could tell you, but we didn't meet.
You did not meet.
I think she seems fantastic.
Just make something up.
Okay, yeah. Hold on.
Melanie H. wants to know, Deborah, looking back, do you regret dropping out of A League of Their Own because Madonna was cast in the film?
No.
You don't?
I've said no to everything.
I know, that's right. You have.
Yeah, no.
You felt like it was, but then did you ever see the movie, by the way?
No. I took my kid to Bali instead because he said, where are the bad men? And I said, here. And we were looking at a globe. And I said, where do you want to go? We could go anywhere other than Illinois.
Okay.
Which is where it was shooting, or Indiana. And he said, where are the bad men? And I said, they're here, which was like Hollywood. And so he went like this.
Bali, all the way down. Amanda, Kim E. wants to know if you know anything about the new Star Wars trilogy that your husband's working on.
Ugh, I'm useless tonight.
Right, I know. Amanda, Cindy S. Facebooked us on our walkabout. She wants to know if you ever went back and ate at the City Crab that you used to work at after you became famous.
Deborah Winger's like, please be interesting.
Make something.
No, Jesus. You are interesting.
I don't think I went back. I think it might have become something else other than City Crab.
Right.
So, yeah.
But Selena O. emailed, Deborah, since you're so selective when it comes to roles you take on, what attracted you to your part in Patriot?
No.
They promised me that I could wear garter belts and stockings, which I hadn't been able to wear for years.
Really? So you were like, I am down.
I'm down with that.
Yes, I'm down with that. Let's go to Julie from Cincinnati on the line. Hey, Julie, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi, my question is for Deborah. I'm a huge fan, and I love Urban Cowboy. That's probably my favorite movie of all time, Bud and Sissy Forever. You two had such great chemistry, you and John Travolta. In real life, did you flirt on set?
Any sexual tension?
Anything on set you can tell us?
Any sexual tension between you and Travolta when you were making that film?
Extreme sexual tension.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're doing that thing.
Right.
Works on you.
I've... I have read that you didn't feel the sexual tension with gear when you were making
Different
officers.
Situation because when pigs are involved, you know, when there are bad men running the show,
that was
they
the
tend
director.
To take the fun out of it.
Right.
There were good, you know, our director on Urban Cowboy was amazing, and Officer and a Gentleman wasn't so much the director, but we had bad men running the show, and so it kind of, you know, dirties the water.
Right.
But I did run into him lately, about a year ago at the Guggenheim. We were walking, you know, and we passed each other, and we were like, one of those.
You and Richard Gere?
Yeah. And he said, do you still say things about me? And I said, I never said things about you, which probably did, but I didn't mean them. And so then we laughed.
That is so, that so lovely.
And then you laughed.
That's a New York Guggenheim moment.
That's a great New York Guggenheim moment going down the thing. But isn't it wild, though, that a movie that means so much to so many people, unfortunately for you, who made it and started it and were so incredible, that you have such a conflicted relationship with it?
I don't. Because ultimately, I read the script and felt something about it. And that's what y'all feel, you know, when you see it. And so I've done my job. The process of making it, which is a very concise amount of time, you know, was f***ed up.
Right. There you go. What are you thinking, Amanda Peet?
I just was thinking I couldn't love her more, and then I did love her more.
And then you did love her more. I saw that happen. Wow. That's so nice. Let's go to Katie from South Dakota for a quick question for Amanda Peet. What's up, Katie?
Hi, Andy. I love your show. Love you. Deborah Winger, you are just beautiful. Love seeing you. Amanda, my question to you is, what is the most memorable thing of working with Hank Azaria in Brockmire? You guys are fabulous.
Oh, that's so lovely. I love Hank Azaria.
Me too.
I just love him.
I love him too.
And he does a lot of funny voices for me.
Yeah.
And when I'm starting to get tired at the end of the day, you know, because I'm getting old, at like 3 or 4, he does his little song and dance routines and his voices.
It's a great show, and it's coming back, right? Is that show coming back?
It's coming back.
Great. All right. Nicole K texted and wants to know, since you're both starring in series for Amazon, does that mean you get free Prime memberships?
No! Hey, good question.
We were talking about voices.
I thought we were
going
to be in unison about, just going, no!
Right. About Hank Azaria. Did you do the voice of E.T.?
Somewhere in there's truth.
The truth is out there.
The truth.
No, I mean, Andy. I always say you have to ask Stephen.
Right.
I laid down all those tracks. And I think there were a lot of other things in there. Amanda Peet is in there.
That's Elliot. Good.
Elliot.
Did she do it? Oh, my God.
Just for her, though.
Oh. Wow. Okay, it's time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to Katy Perry, who was seen on the streets of New York City in a giant sloth costume today. Our jackal goes to Kylie Jenner, who surprised her momager, Chris, with a $250,000 red Ferrari as an early 63rd birthday present. Well, on the surface, this seems super, super generous, but I did some research. According to some websites, the median net worth of an American under 35 is about $7,000, and Kylie's net worth is said to be about $900 million, just shy of a billion. So this would be the equivalent of the average young American adult gifting their mom a present worth $1.94. So in layman's terms, Kylie got her mom a Slurpee? I want to thank Deborah and Amanda for being here. Hey, everybody, it's Andy. The show is Patriot. Season 2 premieres November 9th on Amazon Prime Video. The star is Deborah Winger. While you're on Amazon Prime, check out The Romanoffs with new episodes every Friday on Amazon Prime. And Amanda Peet's episode just posted last week, and it is glorious. Behind the bar, it's Cardboard Diane Keaton and Shirley MacLaine. Did you read Shirley MacLaine's book?
No.
You didn't?
No!
Monroe One emailed Amanda, can you rate Ashton Kutcher's kissing skills from 0 to 10?
You know, 9.
All right.
What am I like? What are
Very
you
good. Deborah Louise.
Eight? I win!
Wow, 9?
Oh, well, maybe I'm being too... No.
And you want to put your husband in there so we have a reference?
No. Just...
Wow.
She's turnt.
Nine.
She's turnt.
I like Ashton, but I see your point. Maybe I should have been more discerning.
I'm just saying, like, scope.
Yeah.
Of right. A scale 1 to 10.
Scope of everyone I've kissed.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
but
my.
Husband
hey,
being if you a want 10, to stick with the 9.
Of course right. My husband's a 10.
Louisa D. wants to know, Deborah, is it true you didn't wear underwear on the set of Urban Cowboy because you didn't think your character would?
No!
Not true. Let's go to the phones. Mary from Minnesota.
Hey, Andy. I was going to tell you, I so appreciate the way you run your show and that people actually seem like regular people when you interview them and talk to them, and it's so nice.
Thank you. Thank
Wait,
you.
They seem
it is.
Like
it's
regular
like I'm talking
people.
To a neighbor or something, you know? It's not like they're acting really smart and smart-ass on there right. About, you know?
Thank
They're
you.
Very down to earth and nice.
Thank you.
Anyway, my
I totally appreciate that point, and I take it and thank you.
Oh, good. Deborah, my question for you is: who did you actually have the best chemistry with out of all of the leading men that you have worked with on all these great movies?
So, people are obsessed with this.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have been a leading lady in many great films.
Do you know how much I wish I had made a lesbian film at this moment in time?
I bet.
So that I can talk about chemistry being a human relational thing.
Well, it is.
Well, yeah. So there are some humans that you just feel chemistry with, which I feel with you.
Thank you.
And there are some that you don't, but it usually shouldn't get in the way of, you know, telling the story.
Right. So, I mean, for you...
I can't really remember because even if I may not have felt it in life, I definitely felt it when we were shooting a scene.
Right. So you're saying that as an actress, it is your job to portray the chemistry on screen
to,
and that's
no,
what you...
No, to explore it. If I can't feel it, I'm f***ed.
Right.
Not literally, but...
But, I mean, is there, I guess the caller was wondering, is there one that you felt it the most with?
Or Tracy Letts, I love.
Tracy Letts.
Yeah.
Very
I just
good.
Did The Lovers with him a year ago, and we just got to prance around naked, and it was great. We're older.
Yeah.
So it was fun, and, you know, he's happily married, and I'm happily married. But
perfect.
In that moment, you say, yeah, this is the story of that, and we're feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Terry from Nebraska. Hey, Terry, what's your question?
I absolutely adore the movie The Way, Way Back. It has a phenomenal cast. What was it like filming that?
Did you have fun?
It was...
See how hard these questions are?
Yeah, they're really hard. They're hard.
Are they?
Well, not really, but just... what should I say? He was a 9!
It was?
It was fun. It was cold and fun, and I love Allison Janney so much.
Oh, me too.
And she's
I made
greatest.
Out with her on this show. She's a great
kisser.
How did you get
give
to
her
that?
A 9, yeah.
How did you get
I
to
don't
that?
Remember. We were drinking.
Damn it.
I don't remember.
I don't think you can rate somebody because, you know, everybody, it's just so subjective. Like, some
True.
People like tongue, some people like
They asked about the movie, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It was wonderful acting experience from top to bottom. I didn't stop thinking about Uta Hagen the whole time. And
Let's go to Mary from Iowa.
Are you going to be able to cut Mom that?
Hey, Mary, we're live online. Hey, Mary, what's your question?
I have a question for Deborah Winger.
Okay, what's your question for Deborah?
I'm wondering if the show The Ranch is going to come back.
It's back. It's back.
It's back.
Yeah, there are 20 more new ones being shot.
Wow.
I may or may not be in them.
Okay. Okay.
Is that something to do with Ashton
Last
Kutcher?
Call of the yes. night. Let's go to Margo from Long Island. Hey, Margo, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, love you, love you, love you. My question is for the beautiful Deborah Winger.
Okay.
I want to know what it's like going from the big screen to the small screen, playing opposite of Mr. Oh, my God, I forgot. I'm Sam Elliott. And what is it like playing his wife on the great show, The Ranch?
So I'm pretty sure that some of the movie theaters are now a smaller screen than the screen you have in your living room.
Yeah, right, right. That's
which
true.
Which is a big screen.
Yes.
So the you know, typification of TV really shifted.
Yeah. Do you like working with him?
I love working with Sam. He's a hoot. And I, you know, I think it's all so strange because I came up, obviously, in a time when TV was verboten.
Yeah.
And it was like, it would be like imagining standing in front of your microwave and watching a film, which I'm pretty sure next week they're introducing a whole network, a platform on the microwave.
Yes. Yeah. Deborah, Lucy K wants to know the most surreal part of going to the Captain EO premiere at Disneyland with Michael Jackson.
Was I there?
You were there with Michael.
Wow.
Was he a good buddy of yours?
Wow, no.
How did that happen?
You know, I'm going to have one of those moments where they're going to say, wow, she doesn't remember that.
You don't remember that?
I remember being at Disneyland. I remember Michael Jackson. I did a lot of things.
You really did?
Yeah. So show business is really weird.
Yeah.
Because you do way too much in a very small amount of time.
Right. That's true.
You're kind of in an altered, you know, yeah, you're not really your authentic self.
I get that.
Did I get?
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah. So.
I want to thank Deborah Winger. The show is Patriot. Season 2 is November 9th on Amazon Prime. Amanda Peet, The Romanoffs. New episodes every Friday on Amazon Prime. Thank you very much. For more, click around BravoTV.com, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.